Hi, I'm Margot, and this is episode 2 of the Chingona Homesteader podcast. So, on today's episode, I'm going to share a absolutely dead simple recipe for bread. But before we get to bread, I know it sounds very exciting, bread, but there's a reason. There's a reason, and the reason is this. There's one thing I hope you will take away from my little experiment in urban homesteading. It is not to let anybody tell you who you are. Only you get to decide who you are. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that, you know, a lot of us get messages, not just from the culture at large, but from the people in our lives, maybe even people who really love us and care about us, who try to tell us who we are. I have, I grew up with a mom who was a very wonderful, I would say extraordinarily good cook, just known for her cooking. And I have a sister too. And my sister also is a very good cook. And because my mother was such a good cook and my sister also was such a good cook, I kind of had a reputation in the family of not being such a good cook. And I took that as a reason never to learn how to cook, really. And so when I moved out of the house and moved in with the man who is now my husband of over 20 years, I didn't know how to cook. I honestly did not know how to cook anything. And I had to learn how to boil water, basically. And over the years, I have taught myself to be a pretty decent cook. You know, I would say people think of me as a good cook. But I have some shortcomings as a cook. And one of those things is baking. I have a reputation among the people I live with, my husband and my children, as someone who is a maybe the worst baker in the United States. And not without good reason. According to my husband, I have to agree with him. I think this is true. He says I have something called oven amnesia, which is that, you know, I will prepare the whatever it is that needs to go in the oven, usually something you're baking, obviously. And something about closing that oven door floods my brain with all these ideas of things I could be doing while the thing is baking in the oven. So I will decide that that's the perfect time to clean out my closet or clean out my car or clean out my handbag or organize my inbox. And then I'll get all sucked into that task. And then whatever's in the oven just burns to a crisp. So most of my adventures in baking have been pretty unsuccessful, either because I've burned them or because I don't like to take the time to be so, you know, you have to be precise in baking. And so I don't like to be precise. I like to throw things in and experiment. And you can't really do that if you're baking. So my baker skills, not so fabulous. And I really thought of myself as somebody who does not bake. And so in this experiment of the homesteading experience of, you know, putting myself out there, trying things I've never done before, I decided, you know what? I'm going to stop buying bread. I'm going to stop buying bread and I'm going to make bread. I'm going to make the bread that we eat, our proverbial daily bread. I'm going to make it with my own two hands. And my family was very skeptical with good reason, but darn it, I did it. Since we moved into the bungalow, it's been a few months, almost half a year now. I have been making our bread every single day. So just because I thought of myself as not a baker doesn't mean I'm not a baker. I can now say I'm a baker. All the bread that we have eaten for nearly half a year now has been made by my two little hands. And you can give bread making a shot too. I have an absolutely foolproof recipe coming up in the next segment on the Chingona Homesteader podcast. So, like most people nowadays, I had to find somebody who would teach me how to bake. And I really don't know a lot of good bakers. I don't know that many of them. I know a couple. Andrea, my partner in Bungalow Productions, Andrea, who I co-host Resisting Bitch Face with, she's an excellent baker. But roundabout when I was trying to do this bread making thing, she was out of town, so she couldn't teach me. So I turned to the great teacher of us all, YouTube. And I cannot recommend this channel enough. It is called Artisan Baking with Steve. And this is the most reassuring. He's like the Bob Ross of baking. He's always like, it's very, he always says about the bread, whatever bread he's making, it's okay. It's very forgiving. The dough is very forgiving. It's okay. It's okay if it's a little too wet. It's okay if it's a little too dry. It's very forgiving. And I'm like, oh yeah, I want the bread to be forgiving. Yeah. So this is his recipe, not mine. And it took me, I'm going to say by the second try, I had mastered it. So here it is. It's so simple. Here's what you need. Ingredients. You need about 12 to 14 ounces. Again, you don't have to be precise, and I love that. 12 to 14 ounces, let's say 14 ounces. 14 ounces of warm water, not hot, but warm. 14 ounces of warm water, almost a full mason jar of warm water. 1.5 teaspoons of salt. 1.25 teaspoons of yeast. I use the bread machine yeast. It comes in a little jar. You can make scads of loaves of bread out of one little jar. So again, 14 ounces of water, warm, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1.25 teaspoons of yeast. Mix that all together in a bowl. And then you're going to mix, do using just like a little spatula, one of those, silicone spatula things. You're going to mix in 3.5 cups of bread flour. And that's it. You just mix it and mix it until it forms a ball of dough, basically. And then you cover it. I have one of those, what do you call, like a silicone, I forget what they call those. You use it instead of plastic wrap, or you could use plastic wrap. Anyway, you seal it and you let it sit. You let it sit for a minimum of 90 minutes to rise. I have let it sit as long as 3 hours with no problem whatsoever. Because again, I forget. So then after you let it sit for a minimum of 90 minutes, then you do what's called degassing. You take the same spatula and you stir it around again until it gets small. Again, it becomes, it, you make a, till it's, you stir it back down into a small ball of dough, and then you cover it again, and you, this time you turn on the oven and you preheat that oven for 400 degrees. And while the oven is preheating, the dough is rising again. And when the oven is ready to go, then you degas the dough one more time, stir it around till you get a little ball. And then you turn it out into your, you can bake it in a loaf pan, which is how I usually do it. So I can make sandwiches for my kids' lunches. Or you can bake it in a Dutch oven. If you have an oven proof, that like a Le Creuset thing, kind of, sort of pan, you can do it that way. Or an iron skillet, you could do it in that. Again, the dough is very forgiving. So then you bake it for 40 minutes. And that is it. So I have, the way I have solved my oven amnesia is that I actually don't have a full size oven in the bungalow. And we'll talk more about that later. Even though everybody told me I needed one, I was like, meh. So I have a countertop convection oven, and that has a timer. So I set the timer for 40 minutes, and I have yet to burn a loaf of bread. And that is the bread that my family has eaten for months for sandwiches and whatnot, toast. It's absolutely delicious. And it's foolproof, and it's completely simple, and it doesn't have all kinds of garbage in it. Oh, you're probably asking what kind of flour. Make sure it's bread flour. I like Bob's Red Mill artisan bread flour, or you can always find that King Arthur bread flour, which is also excellent. So that is the recipe for foolproof everyday bread. Pretty easy. Give it a shot. Let me know if you try it. So there you have it. This is Margot Baker Chingona, writer, podcaster. Thank you for joining me here at the Chingona Homesteader Podcast. You can learn more about my homesteading journey here in San Diego at thechingonahomesteader.com. If you would like to follow me on social media, all of my social media handles are at She's Nacho Mama, Sheshnachomama. If you would like to email me, if you have homesteading suggestions, please. I welcome them. If you have products you would like me to review or questions, my email address is She's Nacho Mama. Again, it's Sheshnachomama@gmail.com. bookversusmovie.com. And check out my other podcasts, Book Versus Movie, Did I Just Eat That Out Loud, or Resisting Bitch Face. The Chingona Homesteader Podcast is a Bungalow Productions production. Thanks a lot, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.